1. Formerly Orchid, at Catherine for never. 5 minutes. Danger Heart tonight at the Holiday Meltdown. You bring the Nog, we'll bring the Rock. There is no worse time to live in Mount Hope than the holidays, when most of your town is a sprawling labyrinth of factory outlet malls and every streetlight is decorated with a banner that reads Mount Hope, get your giving here. It's hard not to feel like your Christmas spirit has crawled into a corner and died. The constant drone of modern holiday remixes, crazy traffic, no parking, and endless lines at the coffee drive-thru because everyone is ordering drinks with eggnog and peppermint and cinnamon and extra froth, but then also skinny. It seems like we're all unhappy and exhausted and jostling into each other. Like the bigger the sales, the more severe the frowning. Everyone, that is, except for me. No time for frowns. Me and my classmate, Maya Barnes, have work to do. Sure, in one fuzzy red fingerless gloved hand, I'm holding a drive-thru stalling venti triple two-pump peppermint skinny mocha, ho ho ho. But in the other, I have... Take a break from shopping to see the best new bands in town. Flyers. Maya and I are stationed at a clogged mall intersection. For the last hour and four, I tap my phone, carefully balanced against the side of the mocha. 20 more minutes, our job is to hype up our big first semester project, the Holiday Meltdown Concert. Soundcheck is happening right now. The rumble of bass and drums startles some shoppers out of their zombie shamble. We've been promoting for weeks, and this is our final chance, a search for those last few upbeat souls just yearning for a break from shopping and a dose of rock. Great new bands, playing right over at the marketplace, Maya calls. The young professional woman whose attention she's trying to woo brushes past her without looking. Her bag even bumps Maya's arm and makes her mocha spill. I want to kill them, I say out of the corner of my otherwise smiling face. I'm kidding, mostly. Hate is only wanting someone to love you, Maya replies, her smile equally plastic. This makes me laugh. Maya's right. And I know that when I'm out walking anywhere, the sight of people handing out stuff always makes me think, no, don't see me. And yet, now here I am. Except this is different because what I'm handing out is awesome. A show with great bands under the lights, with a crowd full of scarves and fog from breaths and real cheer. How could anyone want to miss it? They need to know. And also, I'd rather be the upbeat, smiling version of me, as opposed to the hunched, grizzled veteran who's cynically bah-humbugging the whole thing. That person is so much less fun. Maya and I are getting graded for this show, and one of the scores is for turnout. This group project is the biggest grade we get for the quarter. Our pop arts classmates are flyering at other key intersections nearby. We already got a great score in our promotional campaign. Poster with fire-breathing snow monster. Our grassroots marketing, online blasts and giveaways, plus Arctic Apocalypse costume contest, and our social justice component. A portion of snack and merchandise sales go to support the county's transitional housing program. We'll also have to present a report on the effectiveness of all this, including statistical analysis of things like actual attendance versus online responses, money raised versus budget spent on promotion. Yes, rock and roll can occasionally involve spreadsheets. Actually, I vastly prefer that stuff to this moment with the flyers. Here, it's just you and your cheery smile against the indifference of the universe. But these are the final minutes, and I need to bear down and turn some heads. A young couple walks by. College students home on break? Exactly the listening audience I'm after. Take a break from shopping and see the best... Oh, no thanks, says the guy, super polite. Ugh. Oh well. I pep up my smile for the next target, a trio of middle school girls, another perfect Danger Heart demographic. Awesome high school bands playing over at the marketplace tonight, I say. Two of the girls are chatting and the third is buried in her phone. Their eyes barely register me, but a hand does flash out and take a flyer. As they walk away, I hear her say, "What's this?" Like the paper magically appeared in her hand. But then she taps it against her friend's shoulder. Hey, check it out. Just that little comment fills me with hope. In this sea of stuff, in this planet of 7 billion, Danger Heart could be noticed. The crowd surges past, and I pick my spots. It's weird to categorize people. We're always being told that labels are bad, but being selective helps to minimize the cosmic sadness that is finding your flyers crumpled and recycled on the next corner.